T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
The Bears finish it here at Soldier Field, win the preseason opener, off to Seattle on Thursday night. 19-14 the final.
Mike Ditka!
No, we're not going to see the starters very long tonight, but we will see them, and then we'll see Tevin Jenkins maybe stay in the game. I'm interested to see when the starters come out. Does he then run with the twos and get more work at that right guard spot?
That's where I'm at. I think that there's valuable reps that are to be had for young Tevin Jenkins inside of this game. I want to see more from the first unit offense. Not necessarily more plays, but I thought they did an excellent job last week of looking competent. And now that you've gotten over that bar.
Okay, we've got the looking competent part.
You've
got,
you know, go Bears.
You've got the competency aspect of it. Now can you get to an execution standpoint? Sustain a couple of sustained drives. They don't even have to result in points for me to be happy.
A little tempo maybe?
Yeah, a little bit of tempo. And making sure that you still keep the competency that we saw last week, where if you do throw some tempo in there, there aren't guys that are jumping off. Let's see some creativity. And what, like, I want to see what Getsy adds. Like, how do you add to what was successful last week? And will Justin Fields rise to the occasion? That's kind of where I'm at. And now this becomes a, you're taking a real hard look at Braxton Jones, right? Because he's your starting left tackle. So is he doing some of the stuff that you want to see done at the left tackle spot? Is he protecting the blind side? Does he look comfortable and not overwhelmed? Because he didn't in the first game.
The other thing I'm watching, punt returns.
Well,
because
yes,
as of the moment, I don't think the Bears punt returner is on this roster. I think he's going to be brought in off of somebody's punt
list. Your guy is gone for the year.
Jakeem
Grant is gone for the year, so he can't come in here and save him.
And they made a trade for him, if you'll remember.
That's right.
But right now, Daz Newsome spit the bit. Dante Pettis, Chris Finke?
Finke? I don't know.
Like somebody.
Not going to work here anymore.
Right? Somebody's got to be the punt returner. Because I don't know if Velus Jones is going to get that kind of exposure early. And I haven't seen Velus Jones
do it. That's one of the things, too. How much of Velus Jones are we going to see tonight? And that's a guy that you're hoping contributes beyond being just a punt returner. He ideally is your starting slot wide receiver on this team. And I believe Monty's back too. Like David Montgomery will be back in tonight's game as well. So how do you incorporate all of that with some of the good stuff that your team did offensively in last week's game? Baby steps. Like with the offense, it's baby steps. With the defense, it's hard for me to judge other than individual efforts. Like we were watching Jaquan Brisker last week and he played great. Our guy Jack was out there doing work. It's hard to judge them until we kind of know where things stand with Roquan.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll get some news on that. Maybe that, Dan, it's possible that the Bears took a nice, enjoyable plane ride out to the Pacific Northwest and you had Cliff Stein and Ryan Poles and Roquan Smith sitting together on a plane and they're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's on a new 5-year, $102 million deal with $57 million in guaranteed money.
And no de-escalator clauses.
And no damn de-escalator clauses.
Maybe.
Probably
or,
not.
Or not. There's always things to watch as this Bears team is starting to come together, but I'm going to enjoy this while I can because I think the regular season is not going to be a whole lot of fun. It's because they're probably not very good.
Did you wait? Because we didn't get a chance to like really talk about this on Monday. Did you have fun watching the Bears?
Yeah, that was a good time.
Okay. I mean, I did too.
I don't need Nathan Peterman all that much.
The Peter Man? The Peter Man was really out there.
No, I did. Novelty is fun. That's why we love drafts. There's a lot of new out there.
I had more. I mean, it was a slog of a game, but I had more fun watching that game than I thought I was going to. You know why? Competency.
I made some couch noises.
Really? When did you make a couch noise?
Specifically when Darnell Mooney made that play. I got up. I was excited.
Okay.
I was like, all right, downfield threat. Sweet.
I thought you were going for the punt.
Eh.
No?
Trenton Gill into punt.
We're going to hear that a lot this year. And he's capable of flipping field position, which is exactly what you need.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.